This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Callum, do you have any exciting boxes for us to open today? Because I don't think anything's going to top the podcast intro of yesterday. Is there anything at all?
Yeah, you need to work on that.
Exciting.
Let me go into the office and I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Okay, bring us back something.
Better be something really good that denotes absolute screams.
Okay.
So we have the exact same show tomorrow.
Don't come back.
We're like,
what
was in the box?
What was in the box?
Yeah, that worked very well today.
Over all the years when, you know, younger me would have been just on the radio minding my business while influencers were taking shape online, going, what is it about their content that's getting so much love compared to radio? Never did I thought that actually an unboxing moment would cause
such a slur.
Consternation.
Brilliant crack on the radio this morning.
Oh my God, if you
were, like, in fairness, we set it up fairly well.
We did.
Also, if you were about to get out of the car at 8:30, I think you would have stayed in because you'd be like, what the hell was in the box?
Oh my God,
oh, we've got a box.
I have a box. What's in the box? Who wants to open it?
I do. I'm really good at opening boxes, as we learned on yesterday's podcast.
Okay, here we go. Now, I want your genuine reaction. I made the box myself.
You just made
the box?
Yes. Callum, you're amazing.
Well, he's not that amazing. It looks like shit.
Well, he had like literally moments.
The box is kind of hobbled together.
Oh God. What is it, Dave? Come on. Where's the excitement from yesterday?
There's two things in the box.
There were screams.
Okay. The first thing that I can see in the box is giving me memories of being on Grafton Street in January while we Christmas caroled.
Okay. Is it a Santa suit?
It's a Santa suit.
Did you just put a load of random things in a box?
Yeah.
Santa suit.
Well, he was under pressure in fairness.
That's fair, yeah.
The other thing. Okay, I'm just going to describe it. I'm not going to describe it here. It's heavy as fuck.
It's a sheaf of green paper.
A sheaf?
I've never seen green paper before.
Oh, it's green paper.
Yeah.
Callum, you did really well there. Thank you very much. Enjoy today's show.
We weren't done.
As soon as Dave found out that it was green paper, his interest peaked.
I am actually. Why do we have green paper?
I don't know.
I like it.
Let's go.
We got what I want when I need it.
How are you? Tuesday morning, the 16th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin 103.8.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Morgan.
I saw something yesterday that I think we should be doing more of in the world.
Okay.
I was stuck in traffic coming out of town and there was a guy in front of me who got out of his car. He was driving to take his jacket off. And I thought, I like it.
What a king.
What a king. Mm. You don't see that. And you get
stretch
usually
the legs.
Usually
like.
You have the, oh, dear God. Okay, yeah. I need to, oh, God, it's the light green. Oh,
yeah,
crap.
Yeah. Seatbelt. You're someone in the passenger seat.
And it's dinging and, oh, dear God.
Give me sleeve a pull there.
He was just like, well, that would be too much effort. Opened the door, got out of the car.
Like a relaxed
took
king.
Off his jacket and just threw it in there to the back. And I got back in his car. I was like, why aren't we stretching our legs more while stuck in traffic?
Yeah, why aren't we just getting out of our car? Even just like, I wouldn't mind if somebody got out and just like had a look back at the line of traffic.
Exactly.
Yeah, or sometimes I appreciate if we are in a big queue and it's not really known why, it's not just busy traffic.
Yeah.
I appreciate someone getting out going, lads, I'll have a look and see what's happening here.
Yeah, I'll go
Let
for a look.
Let me go for a little stroll.
See, I like that
come
kind
back
of a vibe.
And report back.
I also find it very, very funny if, like, say if people are a bit of crack, do you know what I mean? If you're stuck in traffic, what you do is you get out of your car and you go to the car in front of you and you open their boot and you get back into your car. Because then they have to get out of their car.
Now, that's how you'd probably get beaten up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, maybe if it's your mates, I don't know.
I do think like it would be a fun game just to see people's reactions if you just like got out of the car, like did a big stretch and then just like wait until the very last minute.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, is he gonna get back in his car? Because I'm going to have to go in a second. I think there's a certain kind of like traffic etiquette where normally you just kind of stand there, as you said, unfortunately, and just sit in it rather than getting out for a stretch or a look or whatever. But then you're in a kind of traffic like when there's a huge breakdown that goes on for hours or you're on the way to a festival where traffic becomes the crack. Once you move a little bit, you know that the gang ahead are on the way down from Clare and they're down for the weekend. And you know the gang behind.
I do like that.
Pals,
I remember in college we used to do the thing like if all the boys were in the car at the same time and we were like going somewhere and we were stuck in traffic, we'd do a thing called a fire drill and be like, right, fire drill, and the driver would decide when the fire drill was happening and everyone knew what it meant. It was like fire drill in 5 seconds and everyone's like, oh crap, seatbelts off. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and everyone would get out of their car and they had to swap seats. And everyone in the traffic would be like, what the hell is going on over there? Have fun in traffic. But that sounds bad. No, don't have fun in traffic. I just mean, you know, when you're in your car.
Weigh it up.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Safe.
Yeah, enjoy
it. It's safe to do so, as we always say. It's 7:05, kicking off with Hozier's song, Too Sweet. Can you believe this is Hozier's first ever number one single in Ireland.
I read that. That's a we're a disgrace.
Number one.
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with us?
We're awful.
Take me to church. I'm so sorry, Andrew.
Take Me to Church got to number two, and this currently sits number one on the Spotify global charts in the Irish charts, US, UK, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand.
Amazing.
Go on, Andrew. Hose your burn. This is Spin. I'm on a wake up.
Spin's fully charged with now.
It's Hozier's Too Sweet, the song. Can you imagine that after claiming him his first ever Irish number one single, it's mental to think after all the years he's dominated charts, it feels like. Take Me to Church got to number two way back when. And you know what I love about this EP he's just released that this song is on?
Yeah.
It's called the Unheard EP.
Okay.
So for the last single called Unreal on Earth.
Yes.
These songs were meant to be honest and didn't make the cut. So he just released them as an EP and then look at the crazy...
Oh my God.
Is it a load of songs on the album think were that good?
Yeah, The Rejects. And yeah, it gets him his first number one.
Wow.
No, it's funny, isn't it? It's called, as we said, Unheard, the EP.
Cool.
And that one doing so well from Callum.
You know that I love a stat. I went onto the UK singles chart. Take Me to Church, like we said earlier, reached number two in the UK.
I was dying to know what beat it.
But, well, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you it was in the charts in the UK for 110 weeks.
Wow.
That's 2 years.
That is an unbelievable song. Yeah. But his voice in that Too Sweet is so good.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Go on.
Prediction, probably an EP announcement, I'd say.
Oh,
that'd be good.
You're on Spin. Why you boy just
can't take it? Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
Switch Disco and Rehab, that is Sleep Tonight on Spin. You are with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Good
morning.
Good morning. So listen, in case you're late to the party on this or you didn't see it yourself, if you're someone who has their activity status off on WhatsApp, there's been a change, okay? Mm-hmm.
A change.
This change kind of came in late last week, and as someone who doesn't have their online activity on, when I went to have a look, I was like, that's disgusting. So always on WhatsApp, if you're someone who has their last seen on, or you can see when someone's typing, if you're both online together and you're in the chat or whatever the case may be, it's always just been online with a small little O, and that's just it, and a small little T.
We never thought about it.
What's and
the small T?
Like a for typing. Like a lowercase T. Oh yeah, typing.
I see what you mean.
For the typing thing, right? And the change over the weekend that has brought like actual outrage among people online. It's so funny, the little things that change in people's lives, they go, I don't like this.
It's sad, yeah.
Why did you change it? I liked it when it was. And it is actually quite jarring. That big O is a big old O, you know?
Yeah, they've put a capital O and a capital T on the online
typing. Capital O, capital T. And it actually makes it look... like really uncool
something.
And not as fluid and not as like techie. It's kind of like, oh, we're back to Windows whatever.
Yes, it's kind of like MSN Messenger or something.
Yeah, that kind of
Hang on, am I picking up that neither of you have the online and the typing business thing on?
No, I don't have it on.
What? Sorry, that's so odd.
I think I have the I don't know if with the typing thing. I've no idea. I can see
but you don't have like your last scene.
No, nothing like that.
What are you trying to hide?
I'm trying to hide when I was last online.
Oh my God, that's unusual, I think.
No, because there's people who text you and you're like, I don't want them to see I've been online.
So do you not get seen requests if we message
I can
each other?
See. I can see if I've,
my blue
if you
tick
see my
is
message.
On.
Your blue tick is
my
on.
My blue tick is on. But you can't see when I was last online.
And I've been saying this for years.
Curious.
If your friend from Australia gets in touch with a 6-minute voice note and Callum and yourself and yourself, Dave and Aisling, we're in touch about the show, I'm clearly over and back far enough messages to you. But my friend from Australia is going to have to wait. I don't have time. And I don't want her looking going, look at her ignoring me.
Yeah,
she was online about 10 minutes ago.
But also, I think I do it for myself as well. I do it for my own anxiety, because if I'm texting someone and I see that I've texted them and they haven't texted me back in, you know, 4 minutes and they've been they were online 2 minutes ago, I'm going
to
freak out.
Okay, fair. So you just didn't even get to see the big O and the big T?
No, I just saw this online.
Yeah, just saw this online, then went to have a look and went, that looks weird.
It was mad.
So how did you, as someone who was really in the thick of it, how did you feel?
I was shook. I thought there was some sort of glitch with the phone. I thought, like,
did you notice it straight away?
Yeah.
Really?
But I thought, the first time I saw it, I went,
something's weird.
That's different, isn't it? Or has that always been like that?
I thought
the kind of way where I was like, it's been like that.
Yeah.
And then I saw everybody going ballistic.
I thought the same about the blue ticks. Now, I don't know if it's just me. Maybe it's my screen. I don't know what's going on. But there's something different about the actual screen, the text messages on WhatsApp. I feel like they're a different colour almost. Like almost a little bit of a lighter.
You're getting real deep here.
They're a little bit of a lighter blue, those two blue ticks. I'm just saying.
Some of the reaction online, why has WhatsApp capitalising the first letters of online and typing has made me feel so icky. The word online was capitalized on WhatsApp this week. Tell me why this is bothering me so much. Well, look, we are human beings and we've been all using WhatsApp for a long time now without these changes. And sometimes changes on social media or in real life do make us feel a bit icky for a while until we get used to it. For example, again, I'm actually still not over it. And I was convinced this is it. I'm done. When the little blue bird logo on Twitter disappeared,
yeah,
and still in this
abyss
of the black X.
Ew.
Just don't like it. And the other thing that's a big societal change at the moment that actually gives me the actual ick, and I'm sorry, this bloody bottle return scheme. Like, I'm sorry. When you see people trying to live their lives, three kids hanging out with them, trying to do the weekly shop, with the child screaming in the pram, and another running around in circles, and this poor man or woman is trying to put away the few bottles, I'm like, why on earth can we not just be trusted to recycle ourselves?
I know.
Like, yeah. And here we are.
And
with
it's not like we're getting free money or anything because we've already paid the money for the bottles.
Yeah.
And like, this is actually a thing now. I have a new bin in my house. I didn't want a new bin.
Yeah, the bottle scheme.
It just came into our world and now it's a thing. And I'm like, yuck.
See, I think
I always recycled my own bits.
I'm not to be this person, right? But I notice stuff like this. I feel like a lot, especially with ADHD and stuff, I'm very specifically, I like my routine, and when something changes in that routine, I notice it instantly.
Oh, like if Dave's chair is missing from his desk, there's like the whole show is thrown.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, my housemate Ben sometimes plugs out the lamp and plugs it into a different lamp, different plug.
Socket.
Oh. Different socket, just to annoy me. And it freaks me, because I'll go up and I'll flick the button and the lamp won't come on. I'm going, what? What's going on? It's because he's plugged it in behind.
That's such a harmless prank. I think it's great.
But I think he's very clever with his pranks.
I think
he's a little bit evil. Go on, Callum.
If you two are triggered by the capital T's and capital O's, I've just done a quick search. And someone on Reddit has said that they're part of WhatsApp, the beta testing, so they get access to new versions of the apps.
Okay.
And apparently on the beta version, they've rolled it back to the lowercase.
Oh, wow.
So you never know.
It could come back.
We'll keep you updated. You'll hear first here if it goes back to lowercase.
So interesting. I don't understand why social media is... You ever see, like, say, the likes of Twitter, the likes of WhatsApp and stuff? Why are you updating? Because we all enjoy it right now.
Yeah.
Where no one's complaining.
We're all fine.
Don't change it.
Yeah.
Well, it does have a lot of people talking about them.
There we go.
What do we do to mess with people with ADHD or otherwise?
Yeah.
Or otherwise. Let's capitalise the T and the O.
Freak out the neurodivergent people. Great sound.
Here is Justin Timberlake on Spin with Selfish. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Beyond Chicago and Majestic, that's Million Dollar Bill on Spin. You're here with Emma, Dave and Aisling after 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, the Ticket Fairy is back in action all this week. We're talking about Michaela Hayes, who has your Punches Down gig tickets to go all day from 10 o'clock this morning. It's happening from June 1st and 2nd. That's all across that June weekend.
She's got her wings on, does she?
She does. Belters Only, MK, Jazzy and New Era all announced so far. So make sure you're with her from 10 o'clock this morning.
Unreal. You might remember last week, if you were listening, we had a lady on the phone to play the really easy quiz with Easy Living.
Oh, yeah.
And we gave her an awful slagging because when she answered the phone, she said she was waiting for her coffee at a coffee shop in Finglas called Coffee and Kale. We said Finglas has gotten absolute notions since we...
I don't even think in like whatever the fanciest place in California is would you find a coffee shop called Coffee and Kale.
Oh,
they don't even compliment each other as two names.
No.
They're just like, what's in coffee, kale? Like,
well, you see, the clever thing about Coffee and Kale is that they've slapped an old K on coffee.
On coffee.
So then they become merged.
So Finglas West as well. I thought it was definitely going to be Finglas East, but no, up by Charleston.
Oh, the bang of Radler off Coffee and Kale. But I've recently been seeing Coffee and Kales everywhere I look. And I've just checked, and on Google Maps, there are at least six of them Dublin. Yeah, there's ones in Blanche, one in like on Harcourt Street. They're all over the place.
Ah.
It's a Coffee and Kale
it's
pandemic.
It's like when your friend gets a new car and then you think you see them everywhere because whatever, and now that name is in your head, it's constantly pop up for you.
And I think ever since as well I've been like kind of more in tune with coffee shop names, and I keep seeing ones that are kind of representing another trend, and that trend is kind of coffee shops with like slightly industrial buildery names.
Oh, please tell me more.
So I've decided that we're going to play a little game called Is It a Coffee Shop in Dublin or Is It Something You Can Buy in a Hardware Store?
I love this game. This is a very famous... We used to play this at Christmas.
It's a famous game.
Yeah, we used to play it at Christmas.
We're bringing it back.
It was Pictionary and then Is it a coffee shop in Dublin or is it something you can buy in a hardware store?
I actually robbed this from RT Radio 1. All right, we'll start off with a cafe called The Door Hinge. Is it a coffee shop in Dublin? Is it something you can buy in a hardware store?
The Door Hinge, you can definitely buy in a hardware store.
Yeah, I'm going to say both. I'd say it's something you can buy in a hardware store and it's a coffee shop.
I'm going to give the double on that as well. It's a great name.
It is simply just something you can buy in a hardware store, guys. I made that one up, but I think...
We got too excited.
Yeah, we got way too excited.
Roll it
silly
back.
Of us. Whoa. Silly of us.
It always happens at Christmas time.
All right. Number two, the window box.
That's got to be a coffee shop.
It's got to be a coffee shop.
It's got to be.
It's got to be a nice window.
It is a window. It is a coffee shop in Rathfarnham, Emma. I thought you might know it. Okay, next one. Driftwood Coffee Company.
Ooh.
Driftwood Coffee Company.
Doesn't sound like something I'd like to drink if it's driftwood kind of water or a vibe, so I don't know if they would.
I'd say it is just purely because I don't know what driftwood is, and I don't know if Ashley would just come up with driftwood.
You're thinking about it too much, guys.
Okay, well then I'm going to say...
You can't even buy driftwood in a hardware store, I don't think.
No, yeah, I'm going to say it's a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's a coffee shop. In Finglas as well.
Yup, Finglas.
The Notions.
Again, it doesn't give me like, I really want a coffee from that driftwood. No offence.
Yeah. Nuts and Bolts Coffee.
Yes.
Yes, that is a coffee place.
Wrong, make that up.
Damn it.
Hardware shop only.
Nuts and Bolts is just a common thing.
And if not, why isn't it already a coffee shop?
Yeah. Copper and Straw.
Oh, well, now I don't know. I'm yes now. Copper and Straw. You can't get straw in a hardware store, so I'm saying yes.
It's a coffee shop.
It is a coffee shop. Well, on the Keys. The one that inspired this entire game. Boiler House Cafe.
Oh.
Boiler House Cafe. I feel like that's not a coffee shop. I feel like that's like a restaurant or pub or something.
Boiler House is a place.
Yeah.
Boiler you can buy. House you can't buy in a hardware store. So I'm going to say it's a coffee shop.
It is a cafe in Ballymun.
Very good.
All right, two more. The Daily Rake.
The Daily Rake. Not a chance. It's not in any way, shape, or form is that a coffee place. Emma, don't even do it.
No.
It's not a coffee place.
Not a coffee shop.
Nah, I made that one. And what about the last one? Timber and Beans.
Emma, I'll leave this one to you.
I'm going to take a wild guess there, Ash, and say that's not a coffee shop.
I made that one up as well. Fair play. You did very well.
Very good. Is it a coffee shop in Dublin
or can you buy it in a hardware store?
Oh, listen, coming to an Easton near you or a Smith's Toy Superstore near
you. Yeah, yeah. We'll make the board game, guys.
Is it a coffee shop in Dublin or is it a hardware store? Yeah.
I like it.
Thanks, guys.
Are we doing this now to the golden ticket from now on?
It's a real stocking filler.
It's going to be you,
Noah Kahan and Stick Season on Spin. Noah Kahan and Stick Season on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We've just been chatting about the notions of coffee shop names in Dublin these days. And we played a little game, and if you missed it, rage. It's unbelievable. Called Is It a Coffee Shop in Dublin or Is It Something You Can Buy in a Hardware Shop?
I was actually in a lovely coffee shop earlier on this week, in the weekend actually. It was in Ballsbridge and it's called Mr. Magpie. I felt like I had to salute it when I went in. But let me tell you why it was a good coffee place. Right, first off, good coffee. Second off, they did these little brownies, but they were one bite brownies.
I love
that. They only cost €1, right?
Ooh, that's good.
And free jelly beans at the counter. They were for kids, but I did take some.
Swims and Lose Control here at Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Coming up on 7:45. And since late last week, after 8 o'clock and after 9 o'clock, we were telling you about our plans for a big show happening next Thursday the 25th. I think we need to get you up to speed.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show
Very scary, very scary stuff indeed. Last year we entered the Radio Awards for Best Breakfast Show and we didn't even get a nomination.
Absolutely shocking.
With what we thought was our best stuff.
Yeah, so we got this Bradley year, Cooper'd.
Yeah, we did. So this year we decided, you know what, fine, you don't like our best stuff? Let's see if we can get nominated for our worst stuff. We are putting on Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show ever.
And the good thing about this is, if it doesn't get nominated, we're like, that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
We put on the worst show ever.
We didn't even try.
It's a foolproof plan.
We didn't even try.
Oh my God, the rest of the industry, we can't even be embarrassed. You gave them the worst show ever.
Exactly. So next Thursday, the 25th of April, everything is going to go wrong. Okay, there's going to be stuff that we are aware of. There's going to be surprises. You have been coming up with suggestions in the past few days of things that could go terribly wrong on our show.
We essentially asked you to imagine the worst radio show ever, and the suggestions have been absolutely comical, so imaginative, so brilliant. This is locked in and will be happening. This was a suggestion from Zoe.
You guys should deliberately get the song titles wrong every time you play a song.
I'm really excited about that.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun coming up with the wrong song title for every song.
I think I'm going to go a bit 90s, a bit 60s sometimes.
Yeah, you know, a bit of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
No problem.
While you play Doja Cat.
Big fan
of this.
We're going into Calvin Harris. This is the latest from Frank Sinatra back in the charts after 20 years.
That's very good.
I'm so excited about
this. Save all them good ideas for the 25th of April.
I'd be lying in bed at night going, go on, give me a random person, that'd be funny. Anyway, look, some of the things, as we were mentioning there, we obviously know about and you've been involved in with the planning process of this.
Yeah.
And some stuff we don't really know about.
So we don't have a clue.
Here and producer Callum are beavering away, as Callum would say in his with his English jargon.
Yeah, he does say that.
He does say beavering, yes. So they're beavering away, coming up with ideas so that actually across the show, not only will we all be like, lol, this is the worst show ever, it will be Emma's worst show ever, it'll be Dave's worst show ever, and it'll be Aisling's worst show ever.
Yeah.
So we don't know what they have up our sleeves that's going to knock us and make us maybe cry. I don't know.
We do and we don't. See, that's the thing. We don't know what it is for you, and we don't know what it is for you, but I have a feeling I kind of know what it is for me, because 90% of the voice notes that we've got, and my boss loves voice notes from people listening to this show, he goes, oh, they're brilliant. Because they're all like, let's get Dave waxed. Let's get Dave have the worst girly quiz of all time.
Yeah.
Let's put Dave in a load of pain. Thanks, boss. Appreciate you.
I feel like the people of Dublin, the people in this office, want the girly quiz to be your worst moment on the show.
Yeah, they do.
It makes sense.
It already is every week.
You already hate it.
I do.
Listen, it writes itself. It's happening on a Thursday. That is Thursday the 25th of April. Now, Dave, it's interesting you say that, because a few weeks ago in the girly quiz, there was a question about hair removal. And we got chatting about waxing.
Yeah.
Right? That's how all this came to life in the first place. And we have a lovely lady who listens to the show called Katie, who got in touch with a voice note saying, listen, Dave, if you ever want to wax, pop out to me in Lambert.
Oh, yeah, Katie.
Well, she's actually standing by.
No. See ya. Bye.
Katie.
Oh, no.
Bring us back to that girly quiz a few weeks ago regarding, the waxing conversation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just figured that just Dave would deserve to be entitled to try the waxing like every other woman lovingly does every month.
Deserve is a strong word, Katie. I don't know what I've done to deserve this.
You did drop that you hadn't been waxed before, and Katie, you kindly suggested that we pop out to Lambrey, to the salon you work in there in Rathmines. You were very good. You even said, I know Dave lives in Rathmines.
Yeah, that's handy now, spin down.
Yeah, but see, what if I get really addicted to getting waxed? I'm going to be in there all the time, Katie. This is your plan, isn't it?
This could be the worst thing you've ever started, Katie.
100% could be.
So Dave, let's just confirm again. You've never experienced the process of waxing?
No, the only thing that's ever come close really is, do you know if you have like a bandage around you? Do you know what I mean? Like maybe a bandage around your finger, or maybe a plaster and you just rip it off or something like that. Or maybe you've got a bit of sellotape stuck to you.
I was going
to
say sellotape. Yeah,
that's kind of about it.
Okay.
So that's about 5% of what you're going to feel.
Dear God. You must be very bad at it, Katie.
I promise. I make it painless-ish.
On behalf of Aisling, I, and the women of Dublin.
Yeah.
There's been many requests on the back of your kind offer a few weeks ago to get Dave waxed. And now we're thinking the most perfect place to do that is as part of the worst show ever.
Yes.
The show we're putting on next Thursday, which will be the worst show ever. Are you available that morning, the 25th of April, to come in and wax Dave during the girly quiz?
Amazing. Absolutely.
Woo-hoo!
Absolutely. Oh. Brilliant.
Oh,
I cannot wait to be
Katie.
Part of the worst show.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. Are you good with bringing all the bits in? The hotness of the wax? We have a kettle. We have a Bunsen boiler thing. We can heat it up for you. And a bed. All the mod cons for Dave.
You don't have to try anything. I'll sort it all. Don't worry about that.
Oh, you're wow. an absolute Brilliant. Legend. Representing Lambrey and Rathmines. She's coming in, Dave. You're getting waxed.
She's got her little torture kits ready. Dear God. All right, Katie, I thought we were friends. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, I'll consider it.
You might like it in the end.
You might like the smooth feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I suppose I do want to look good for summer, so let's get them legs out.
And what would you recommend, Katie? Would you say maybe the face? Do you think the face would be good?
You get my beard off.
I was thinking more of the legs or the back. I don't know if Dave's got a hairy back though.
Do you have a hairy back, Dave?
I have a hairy arse, Katie. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, we won't put you through that, Katie. Don't worry.
Do yeah, exactly. You, Katie, not Dave.
Then that's torture for me, Dave.
Yeah, there you go. Katie, we will see you for the worst show ever, which will probably be the worst girly quiz ever as well. We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks a mil.
See you, Katie.
See you then, guys. Woo! Bye.
Thanks, Katie.
See ya. Bye-bye. Right, that's locked in. Job done.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, more scary music. What now? What's going on?
Dave, I thought I'd just be in your corner for this. So basically, that is what's going to happen for you for your worst show ever, the worst girly quiz ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's
tomorrow
locked,
morning.
That's locked in then.
That's locked in.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, just after the golden ticket, about 8:15, we'll be finding out what Emma's worst show ever is going to entail.
Oh, Emma.
You're suddenly, I'm so game for the worst show ever.
All of a sudden now, and I'm going to. Anyway, here's Elvis. I'm only joking. Here's Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin. Good morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Okay.
Good morning.
Listen, it's very exciting. There's a grand stretch. There's a nice bit of sun around and we want to start talking about this summer, right?
You've already gotten festivals into the show already. Today we were talking about traffic and you somehow managed to get festival traffic into it and I thought, God, Emma gets a festival mention in wherever possible.
I think I got a little festival mention in regarding the new Hoser song as well.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Listen,
you know what? It's,
there is
it's
no
drink
stopping
it whenever
me.
Emma says festival on this
wall-to-wall
show.
Wall-to-wall festivals with Emma.
This is the dream prize for you.
It's going to be a long summer. We want to send you to three of the hottest festivals in Ireland this summer. They include Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. A good scope of the country as well.
Oh, yes.
Up to the northwest for Donegal, into kind of Dublin, more urban vibes with Longitude, then get to the Midlands
it's
for the picnic.
Midlands. Yeah, it's like a grand tour, isn't
there
it?
There you go. That's a lovely little trip.
It's a lovely way to look at it.
You could rent one of them hippie vans.
Exactly.
Go off to all of the festivals.
A pair of tickets to each of these could be won by you on the golden ticket. 5 songs, 25 seconds. You know the score. We really want to get a win on this soon because, well, the festivals, they're not going to pause the festival for the golden ticket.
And what I can say is when the tents sell out, they sell out.
They do.
You need to get your tent nice and early, you know?
This is true.
So messages right now to get on to play. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038. That's golden in a WhatsApp, your chance to win a trio of pairs of tickets.
Yeah, it's not just one, by the way. It's not just one ticket to one festival. It's all three of them.
It's very exciting.
One big prize.
Golden in a WhatsApp now, please.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Good morning. How are you? 3 minutes after 8, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. How are we all?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I had quite a bad start to the week yesterday and it was literally the very start of my week. It was when I was walking out of the house and I started trying to zip up my coat because it'd just be quite cold in the morning.
It is
at the
cold. What's going on?
Bloody
it's so cold.
5 degrees or something. And I was zipping up my winter coat and I said, uh-oh, that's not going up. And I realised that two of the bottom little, what do you call them?
Teeth.
On the bottom of the zip are like gone all wobbly.
Okay.
Oh dear.
And that means basically the zip just won't go up.
Yeah. How are they
going
wobbly?
It's a disaster.
Have they melted or something?
I don't know. It's from Sarah. So it wasn't that expensive. But I only bought it like probably 2 months ago. So I'm kind of annoyed.
Oh, maybe that's why it was on sale.
So I did manage with a great lot of care to get it zipped up. But now I'm in the predicament where I have to step into my coat.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to demonstrate right now for you guys how I'm getting into my coat. Obviously, this is very visual. So
did you do this on the street?
No, I'm doing it in the hall of my house.
Oh,
but
dear.
It means when I get into the office, and you haven't noticed yet, but I've been stepping out of
no
my car.
No way.
Yeah, this is the type of thing that really give Dave the ick.
Are you, sorry, are you like pulling so each individual arm out, letting it drop and stepping out of it?
Are you putting it on like a dress?
So I'll show you and
okay,
you can describe what's happening.
Okay,
I'm standing up and I've got my
standing.
Big winter coat.
Yeah, she does. Okay, I'm going to stand actually so I can
coat
see
it. The coat has to be zipped at the bottom.
Yeah. Length.
The zip cannot be opened.
Okay, and it's kind of down below the knee, this kind of coat, isn't it?
And I've kind of bring it behind
stepping
myself.
In.
Yeah. Step backwards into the hole.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
she's putting on a plastic bag.
And then we pull it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like? It's like, do you remember
one
that old Kanye West music video where he had the really big t-shirts?
Yeah.
It's like stepping into
okay,
one of them.
Okay, that's all right, Ash. That's yeah. all right.
And then now the coat's on, but now yeah. getting out of it. Okay, like, now. Imagine I was in a cafe.
Yeah.
How embarrassing this would be.
I have to basically raise the ick.
Come Dave. Out of it like it's a turby towel. Like it's a
that's
towel.
How, I feel like that's how most girls go to the bathroom on a night out. They have to like take everything off.
This well, is
that's
true.
You know when they have like a play suit or something.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Not but great. Like it does suck if you're in a public place. You're absolutely grand here. No one minds. But like, but you have to go into the ca- like you said, I just got a kind of secondhand ick in like a cafe. Would you mind if?
Yeah
like so it. Public, I'm doomed. Especially now. Imagine if it did open while I was trying to step out of it. And then I went, no! In the middle of the cafe.
That'd be really
that
embarrassing.
Again, be also ick. Terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so, look,
terrible start to the week for me.
Here's
anybody has a spare coat.
That me. Very soon we won't have to even worry about coats anymore. It'll be a bit warmer, and then it'll be back out in force, stepping out of it in September.
That's true.
You go to like a tailor or something and get that zip fixed. Though.
Yeah, I feel like even a shoemaker.
Yeah, I'd rather would be cold zips. Than do all that.
I don't know. I kind of like the challenge.
Dave would sit there with hypothermia.
I would. Yeah, then you'd prefer to do that.
Yeah. The golden ticket is on the way. You can only imagine the grief you got around Halloween with a name like Benson Boo.
Boo.
Poor child. It's Beautiful Things on Spin.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
9 minutes after 8, and we would love momentarily to hand out the ultimate golden ticket prize, in my opinion, a trio of Irish festivals. The best prize on offer, I think, at this time of year.
Is this the best prize you think we've ever had on the golden ticket?
Yeah.
Really? This is your dream prize.
I think it's the one Emma would most want to win.
It is, to be fair, isn't it?
Oh, I would have, if this was me listening and not obviously being on the show, I would have my friends and neighbours knocking door to door to enter. I'd be sending little tips on Revolut. If you listen now, I'll look after you. I'll cut your grass for the year, Mary, if you win that for me on Spin this morning. I would be spamming us out of it.
Oh my God,
if
I might ask my housemate to enter this.
If I won this prize, I would take the 6 tickets because it's 2 tickets per festival.
Yeah.
And I would put up a TikTok of me fanning myself.
Oh my God,
Ashley. Oh, you get so much hate.
Yes, I would.
Brilliant.
And you'd even paint your nails just for that TikTok video. All those different festival-y colours in a little hat.
Now you're going
festivals.
Too far. Think about it too much. You can't win this.
I know.
Have you been to all of these MSC sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic?
I have actually, yes.
That's pretty cool.
And you know what was different about C sessions for me, because it was years ago and I had to kind of work at it, so I stayed in a B&B, which obviously wasn't the real experience because the rest of them were all staying in the gaff.
Posh.
It wasn't. The B&B was absolutely full of people coming in and out. It was such good crack. Anyway, C sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic, they are the passes that you're playing for, as we said, a pair of tickets to each one. It's class. On to Give It a Lash this morning is Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Grant, really what are you up to for the morning? Are you got college or work or anything on today?
I'm just getting ready to go to work.
What do you do, Erin?
I'm just an optical assistant in Sex Avery.
Oh, well, wait. Emma's about to give out to you.
Say that again now and we'll remove the word just.
Just to take out the word just and tell me again what you do for work, Erin.
I work in Sex Avery.
She says this again.
All right, now, Erin, this time I need more gusto and no just whatsoever, okay? Erin, what do you do for work? Go.
I work in Sex Avery.
Yes. What a great job.
You're an optical assistant.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, you're giving people their bifocals and all of that.
And Erin, do you do one of those things where you have to bring people in to read the charts?
No, I don't do that. I help people take their glasses and fit them.
Fabulous.
Very nice.
Well, I did that recently and I was very glad of the person who helped me because they actually fit my face for once.
Well, there you go.
That was good.
I think it's a nice job being like, that one frames your face lovely now.
Yeah, very true.
Fab. Good job. Good on you, gal. And any festival plans for the summer, or would this just be the dream win for you today?
Well, I'm planning to go to Alden, but I don't have the tickets yet.
Okay, well then, here we go.
Like a lot of people, I'm sure.
I plan on being everywhere all the time, but I never have the way to get there. Okay.
Right, Erin, let's see if we can get you to all of them. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
How many seconds go on the clock?
60.
No, it's 25. God, it would be a very easy game if it was 60 seconds.
Wishful thinking.
My God. And 5 songs and artists are going to play, okay? If you guess the 5 songs and artists within those 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Erin?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Dunleary.
Aaron from Dunleary, 25 seconds are on the clock. The best of luck. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
As you promised me that I was more than all the money.
Yeah,
yeah,
you sing that.
Must have
got the clock.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, well done, girl. Shout it out a bit louder next, Aaron. 6 season, Noah Can. You knew it. Just got to be confident, girl.
Yeah, you do.
All right, we got that in 4.2 of a second. So we have 20.8 seconds left and 4 songs to go. You have that swap as well.
Perfect start. Let's go for song two. Aaron plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I didn't think you'd understand me.
Hi, is it Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Did you ever even try?
No. The new one.
I forgot.
Swap it.
Okay, brand new. Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends.
That's all right, though, Aaron. Don't worry about it. We are back to 20.8 seconds on the clock, and we're going to go for a brand new song, too. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Tate McRae.
Yes.
Selfish or
no.
Greedy?
Stop the clock.
Greedy.
That's it. Exactly. Well,
well done. Nice. Tate McRae, Greedy in the bag. All right. We have 11.8 seconds left. The guts are 12 seconds.
All right.
And 3 songs to go. We're just under 4 seconds per song is what you need.
All right. And big breath in. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You cut out a piece of me and now I bleed.
Kid Laroi.
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah. Stop the clock.
Nice
yes.
one. It's so funny. I only confirmed, was it last night, that the Kid Laroi and Tate McRae are a couple. They just played back to
They are indeed. Are. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the golden she ticket was, creating relationship.
She was at the gig as well.
Wow. Yeah.
So the Kid Laroi was in town last night. Tate was there and she's not playing in Dublin until Wednesday and Thursday. So she's obviously hanging around for the week.
They're having a little romantic getaway in Dublin.
Yeah. Why not?
Very exciting. Cute. Like Kanye and Kim back in the day.
All right, Erin. We have 5 seconds left. So it's going to be tricky. But on to song 4, which is really good, especially considering you thought there was 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's go for song 4. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I got a confession. I don't think I want you.
Oh, there's your time.
Oh,
Aaron, we only had 1 swap to use. I'm so, so sorry.
The song was Cardboard Box by Flo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Listen, Erin, it was so lovely to chat to you today. Go out and smash your day. Is it lovely and sunny out in Dunleary this morning?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, good. Amazing.
All right, well, look, so nice to chat to you, pet. Talk to you soon.
See you later, Erin.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, we crack on tomorrow. This amazing prize to go. Tickets to these 3 festivals, Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. Do you want them? Well, message us now the word golden, 087 711 1038.
Little part of me thought it was going to go today.
Yeah, she's very good.
Erin was a good player.
We got to song 4, you know, and we're only in the second week of the game.
Exactly.
So I think I have high hopes.
We're doing very well.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's been a funny few months for me because working in the city centre for almost 2 years now has done a huge amount of damage to my bank account.
Oh yeah.
Which is never really particularly healthy at the best of times. Bit of a paycheck to paycheck gal over here,
right?
All
right, granny.
It's tough going on here, right?
I remember coming to this building for the first time and they were like, it's great because payday and you're right around the corner from Grafton Street. And I'm like, that's not a good thing.
No.
I've spent so much money.
It's a big down.
It's a problem. Yeah. And one of the something that's way too convenient for me to get to from work. Like, honestly, less than 100 steps will get you to the top floor in Zara. And I find that really stressful. Really stressful.
They've been closed for a while, though, haven't they?
So it looks like they're taking over where H&M was on Grafton Street. You know, just down there, sorry, by the gates.
So it's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
You've had a nice little break, but now they're making a bumper Zara. Yes. So Emma is absolutely done for.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely screwed.
They should honestly just start playing little noises every time Emma walks by. Just Emma. Come on in, we've got a new coat.
Or like, they need like one of those high-pitched frequency noises at the door that will only detract Emma.
You know the way they do that for teenagers or something.
Yeah, loitering.
Loitering. It got to the point there for like the Christmas and January sales that I would go in so often that I'd kind of know when they restock it.
She made friends with the bloody security man. You knew where he was going on his holidays.
The security man on Zara gave me the top 3 things to do in Thailand, which I did.
Yeah.
Love.
When I was going to Thailand. He used to show me pictures, show me videos of his trip there.
That place needed to close.
So there's been a breather for the last while from Zara, and thank heavens. However, as you said, it will be back with a bang. But over the last couple of days, I have discovered my new favourite online shop to browse.
Uh-oh.
Is it Zara?
It's the Zara app. It's actually not. I'm not that much of a granny, you little feckers. No, this is an all new kind of online store that has sections that honestly, like, should be the envy of ASOS and Amazon and all the rest of them. This particular online website has categories such as cash, CD, DVD,
okay,
duty free. Yes, please. Like bargains.
Yeah.
All sorts of electronics on this website. iPads to tablets to Kindles to DVD players. Like, it's got some vintage stuff going on there.
Right.
It has a section called driver's licenses and IDs.
It's just the dark
Shashing.
Web.
It has not the Zara app.
No. It has a radio section, but there's nothing in it. It has a section for books. Belts, coats, jackets, gloves, mittens, hats, scarves, suit carriers, other, shift and sweaters, whatever that means. And what sort of online retail site has a credit card and ATM card section?
What the
hell? Sign me up.
I am so unbelievably confused.
Are we going to get in trouble for this?
What's going on?
Because I will cover myself and say, don't be robbing other people's lost and found. What I have found is the very detailed and fabulously run lost and found section in Dublin Airport.
Oh, class.
Which is available online. In order to get back what you claim you have lost, there's a €10 handling charge. Now, just for default, do not do this. Do not try to be someone else and take their possessions for €10. However, I'm just saying, if I were to do that, with €10 per item, I think I could make a really good bit of bank here.
Can you see what...
Do not do this to Dublin Airport, it's wrong.
Can you see what they have?
Yes, you can, Dave.
Oh, it's not one of those like, oh, has anyone lost a load of €20 notes?
No. Or has anyone handed that in? Oh my God, it's the new Depop.
It's quite... It is literally like the new Depop.
Bam.
But don't do this to Dublin Airport. So my shopping list will go like this today. Small plastic bag containing a vape pen, lighter, 2 Leap cards and a small coloured bracelet.
That's honestly my dream goodie bag. That's my dream goodie bag.
An absolute bargain for a tenner.
You should give that out after birthday parties.
I'm just intrigued by the surprise that might come back if I say it's mine. Beauty appliance.
Oh.
Who knows?
Who
it could
knows?
Be a gua sha or something. Who knows?
Definitely a man wrote that.
Electric, electric toothbrush. For a tenner.
Yeah, but somebody else's now, Emma. Come on. Get a decorum.
You could get new tops for it.
Yeah, she's getting carried away.
2 gold-coloured earrings in the shape of kites.
Yes, I want the kite earrings.
I want the kite earrings. Fly, fly away. House keys with a Tesco club card and religious wooden beads.
Oh.
For a tenner.
You got a house.
You literally could get a whole brand new
house. Yeah, house for a tenner. You just have to go find a house.
I want the instruction manual for Ickle Bubba, which is an instructional manual on how to build a pram. I might need that someday.
I love the way they took that into the Lost and Found.
Oh, they must have so much shite in there.
Oh, so much shite. It's so fun to scroll.
Very bad.
Purple UL sweatshirt. I went to UL and was too broke to ever buy the college sweatshirt. Ah. I get it there for a tenner. A Zippo lighter. They're really good lighters, you know.
They're cool lighters.
They're the ones that, you know, you just...
Nice.
Sorry, what was that you just did?
That was cool.
A checkbook. I have always wanted my own checkbook.
It won't be your own checkbook.
Aisling,
say someone else's name.
No, but do you know how cool it would be to be like, I'll write you a check?
Oh, yeah.
It won't work, but I'll write you a check.
Don't kill the dream. I want to walk up to Zazma saying, can I just write you a check? And 3 Dublin magnets in a brown paper bag.
Oh.
3 Dublin magnets. Oh, so cute.
Honestly, I don't need Zara anymore. I need the lost and found section on the Dublin Airport website. Again, don't claim to be someone else and try and rob people's stuff for a tenner. But I'm just saying, if I could, I definitely would. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Genius.
You're on spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Yesterday was a fantastic day, right? I walked up to the reception area here in work because I was waiting on a pair of jeans that was coming that I'd ordered online. And I was very excited about these jeans. And I walked up to Zoe, who's the receptionist, and I said, hey, did they arrive? She said, here they are. I was like, great. She was like, also, something else for you. And she handed me this giant box. And I was like, what in God's name is this? Mm-hmm. I have no idea, no recollection of ordering anything. But it was sent to just Spin 1038, You know what I mean? Marconi has stage fright.
It wasn't even specifically Emma, Dave and Aisling.
It wasn't, but she said, this is for you. And I was like, how do you know this is for me? It doesn't say Emma, Dave and Aisling, right? And so I was like, right, I'm going to take it down to the lads. So I brought it into the studio when we were going to record the podcast. So we did this live on the podcast yesterday. It's called Fully Charged Recharge, by the way. You can get it wherever you get your podcast.
So yeah, if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you have an in on this story.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You have an exclusive.
So I brought it in and then I sat it down and we realised it doesn't say Emma, Dave and Aisling. Can we, are we even allowed to open this? Aisling was like, will I go ask the boss?
Well, my man has always said, never open somebody else's post.
Yeah.
So because it said just spin 103.8, you never know what they'd be cooking up.
Yeah, true.
Under the, you know, by themselves.
Yeah.
With that they don't want us to know about yet. So I went out and I asked producer Callum and our boss Nick, there's a big, big box after coming in for spin 103.8. Can we open it? And Callum said, I know what it is. Go for it.
Amazing.
So then now, I was even more concerned.
In the meantime, me and Dave were like,
freaking out looking
kids,
at this thing.
Like, you know, kids when they're left on their own in front of a big jar of jellies.
Yeah.
Just like,
we were itching.
Can we open it?
Yeah.
Can we open it? What's the story?
Aisling runs back in and she goes, we're allowed to open it. We got the go ahead. I was like, amazing, right? So I open the lid and I take out a safe. A full-blown safe.
But not just any old safe.
Not just any old safe. A safe that is branded with the Spin 103.8 logo. And it says, very important things are kept safe in here. And I was like, I like that kind of little pun, safe in here, because it's a safe, right? And I was like, well, there's no keys. Maybe the kid, they've left the keys in the safe. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, then that's a disaster.
Then it was confusing as well, because it's so perfectly, beautifully branded. It would look like maybe Nick and producer Callum, our boss, and producer Callum organised something for us.
Yes.
And this was, we were like, what on earth is this surprise on a Monday?
As if they did it themselves, yeah. But then sellotaped to the side of the box was a pair of keys. So inside, I unlocked the safe. And it's like a bit, it's like a big door. It's like a heavy, like it's a full blown locked door. I unlock the safe. I open it, and the reaction was insane.
Oh my god! There's about 400 in here.
Oh my god.
So I'm curious, what do you think's inside the box? Let us know. 087-711-1038. What do you think is inside our safe?
400 bleeps inside the safe.
Now, if you guess correctly, you could bag yourself some of the contents of the safe.
Yeah, we will send you out one of the
whether you like it or not.
Now, the excitement here was off the chart.
Don't take me. I belong to Emma.
That was something written on one of the things in the safe. And we were very excited.
We were very excited.
We were so excited.
Because there was also something that said, don't take me, I belong to Dave.
And then sure enough, there was one that says, don't take me, I belong to Aisling as well.
But what?
We were losing our minds.
It was a big moment. Like, we obviously don't get out a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Well, listen, they don't know what's in the box. It could be something unbelievable.
Very true.
What do you think is in our box? Safe.
In our safe.
087-711-103. Get your voice notes in on this, okay?
Can we hear that first clip 100%.
Again? 100%. I was just...
Do it. Do it again.
Oh my god! There's about 400 in here.
What is there 400 of in our safe? 087-711-103. Let us know.
We want your voice notes, please, and you could be winning the contents of our safe on the show tomorrow, this morning. I didn't think it could get any more exciting, but just
Recharged.
We opened it up and oh my god, the contents were amazing. That was our literal reaction. Well, that's Emma's reaction. You can hear Emma very clearly.
We're very low-key people.
Yeah, we are. We don't get out a lot. But we opened up this giant box was a safe, and inside the safe, we opened up with a key, there was a load of things. There was like 400 things. But what we're asking this morning is, what do you think was in the safe?
And if you can guess correctly, you might win some contents of said safe. Leonie was on.
I think that there is 400 pairs of Spin 103 socks in that safe. And I would like a pair.
Oh my god.
I kind of would like a pair as well.
Did Leonie just like say what she wanted?
Yeah.
And then hope that that's it and she can win them. But hey, socks is a good shout for a giveaway.
I was just about to say.
I like the thought of Spin 103 merch being socks.
Spin 103 socks is a bloody great shout.
Good morning, Ask Marketing.
Good morning, Lucy. How are we?
Morning, Lucy. Lucy, socks, please. Yes. Sorry, Leonie, though. Jessica was on as well.
I think it's electric picnic tickets in the safe.
About 400 wonder, like, again, wish, wanting, like, just putting out into the universe what she wants to win back.
Very clever.
Imagine if we had our own campsite at Electric Picnic with our 400 tickets. We can all go camp at the Emma, Dave and Ashling campsite. Dylan was on.
I think there's about 400 bracelets in the box.
Bracelets. Yeah, a good shout. Yeah.
Like little spin bracelets, you think?
Or maybe like the little Taylor Swift friendship bracelets.
Yeah. Or maybe someone,
someone really wants to be my friend.
Maybe like, let's go high. Maybe really expensive tennis bracelets.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a fortune. No. It's not that either.
Leanne is sunny boy as well. What do you think is in the box, Leanne?
I think there's a load of small ducks because I remember the joke a couple of weeks ago where someone put small ducks around the office and someone didn't find it funny.
Oh my god, the little chicks.
Somebody hid little chicks around the office for Easter hunt.
Well, is there 400 small ducks in the safe, Dave?
It would have been a fantastic prank, but no, there isn't.
And there aren't 400 chicks either, I'm afraid. But a great guess.
Thanks, Leanne, and thanks for listening so closely, big ledge.
Thanks, Leanne. See you later.
No problem.
Bye. Mariah was also on.
Hey, guys. I think the answer is there's about 400 Easter eggs. I hope I'm right.
That would have to be a seriously big safe.
It really would, yeah. I don't think we would have carried that from down from upstairs.
Also, a lot of wishful thinking going on. She openly said, I hope also the Easter eggs would, it kind of would make sense as I see them all on discount, like they're going for nothing.
Yeah, true.
But not to me.
Yeah, well, that's fair as well. So that's a big no. What could possibly be in this box that brought this reaction? Mary, hello.
Hi, guys.
What's the crack?
Mary, I have...
I was not expecting this.
Mary, I have a safe in front of me with a key. I'm going to unlock this safe. What do you think is inside this safe?
I think it's pens.
You think it's pens?
You think it's pens? Why do you think pens, Mary? That's a bit of a, that'd be a bit of an anti-climax, wouldn't it?
I remember Dave saying last week he really wanted pens, so I just presume it's that.
So last week on the show, Dave had said, I want pens. I want to review your company's pens.
Yes.
Dave?
She's absolutely correct. There's about 400 pens in the safe. It's amazing.
Oh my God. There's about 400 pens in here.
Pens. That's exactly it, Mary. And we'll send you out some just because you guessed so correctly. Well done. Well remembered.
Thank you.
And do you know what's funny about the pens that were provided within the safe?
They say up for grabs.
They say these pens are up for grabs.
And there's a little spin logo on
them. Oh, it's very exciting, Mary. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Mary. Have a great day.
Bye. What an exciting afternoon it was.
It was so bizarre. So what we got sent in the post was a giant safe. And I opened the safe and inside was a load of pens. And on the pens were written our own names. And it says, my pen says, don't take me, I belong to Dave.
And then outside, like those individual pens, they're all put in this little box and said, this pen is for Emma only.
Yeah. And there was one for me as well, in case you're wondering.
So the company that sent this in, right, is obviously heard my little cry out of, I want pens to review because I like a pen with a feature. I like things that are going on the pen. This pen has a clicky feature, but it also has a stylus on the other end, right? It's a lovely pen. It's from Codex. Yeah. Codex are Irish-owned office supplies company and they apparently won Great Place to Work Ireland. They won, you know, that award where it's like, this is a great place to work.
Well, I'm not surprised. Codex, my new favourite stationery company.
I have now followed my first ever stationery brand on Instagram and I'm very happy to be following Codex as my first ever stationery brand. Thanks, guys.
I'm like, do they even make safes? This is what I want to know. Do they make safes? I'm not entirely sure.
Maybe they bought the safe, but they made the sticker that spin branding
maybe that's
is
exactly
on.
What it is.
Genius.
For more edge of your seat content on the show, I think tomorrow we should discuss where we should bolt the safe to a wall within the building.
Yeah, very true.
We did actually get nuts and bolts with it as well.
I just say I've gone onto Codex's Instagram, right? It's just Codex LTD, right? And they have posted a video of what's in the safe. So you can check it out on Codex's Instagram.
They're ahead of the game.
They're ahead of the curve. They're killing it.
Well done all. And
they
thanks for the joy you brought us yesterday.
And if you guessed correctly, pens, we will send you out a Codex spin pen collab.
Also, if you are going to send me pens to Spin 103, make it better than that. Because I don't think you can, but I really want to see you be creative.
Do it creatively. Wake up.
You wake me up. This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello. Hello there. How are you? It's a bright morning in Dublin, Tuesday the 16th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
How are we?
Morning. Another example yesterday.
Putting my lip balm there, sorry.
Oh, ready actually, now for it. You don't even know what I'm talking about, and that is perfect.
Is it?
Ties in very well. Jar, tell you about.
What are you going to tell me?
Have you guys been aware at all of the hype around bum bum cream at the moment?
No. Bum bum cream.
Bum bum cream.
Is that not what you put on a baby after you've changed it?
Is that what a kid calls pseudocream?
Bum bum cream is very much an in thing at the moment. It's kind of a moisturiser.
So we wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
No, as I've said many a time on the show, if it wasn't for my husband Emer, I wouldn't know what's going on. And I thanked her yesterday for keeping me up to speed on stuff based on what happened to me. Anyway, bum bum cream is a big thing at the moment. Like, it's kind of like somewhere you get it in brown. Hummus, right?
Oh.
They have like a body wash, they have a little spray, and they also have a moisturizer. It's known for being
spray for your bum bum.
It's known for being like kind of intoxicating and like this gorgeous holiday smell, very peat, like, you know, that kind of, imagine you're sitting on the beach and you can just smell the sand.
Yeah.
It's stunning, coconutty vibes, right? And apparently it does really, really well for like dry skin. Grant. So forget about all that for a second, because I wasn't buying the bum bum cream because it's a little bit pricier, right? Happy out with me cheap moisturizer.
Is this the name of the brand? Is bum bum?
What is it? Is it a moisturizer? Is it a cream? Is it like, what is it?
As I said, there's loads of different things. You wear your moisturizer, your body wash, your spray that smells really good.
And the brand is bum bum.
Bum bum cream, yeah.
I can't get over that.
It doesn't have to go on your bum.
It's terrible.
It can go wherever. Sorry, well, you can't bring
you
this
can't
to us and then get annoyed
us.
At us because we thought it goes in your bum. That's not, you can't get annoyed at us.
You can't expect us not to be able to get past bum bum. We'll be on bum bum for the next 2 hours.
Do they have any pee pee creep?
Well, I even bother telling the story.
What about poo poo creep? really fast so we can get back to Bumble.
Yesterday I was in a shop, and the shop is called Deals, and I was buying some cleaning products, and the lady behind the counter says, "Did you hear we got in the fake bum bum cream?"
No way!
And I was like, "No way, are you joking?" I was like, "What are you talking?" She was like, "All of it. Like, we got the
black market. Have you heard we got this?"
Though? Yeah, all of it. She was like, "I put that in the shelves this morning an hour and a half ago. Places wiped clean. There are baskets full."
like a bum bum. Wiped clean.
So fake bum bum cream is like...
I'm over the story. I got some fake stuff yesterday.
Hang on, I have a good joke. Fake bum bum... Fake bum bum cream is BBL cream. Fake bum. Thanks, Callum.
Anyway, check out your nearest Deals if you want to get the fake stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
That was brilliant. Thanks,
Sam. I loved that.
A 55-year-old page from a copybook is kind of gone viral online, and the tabloids are claiming that the child who wrote this essay back in 1969 was predicting the future and predicted that Zoom would be a thing.
Zoom.
Yeah, so the essay was like about like kind of things in the future. Okay. However, the future that they're talking about, the essay, is the year 1980.
Right.
Because it was written in 1969.
Of course, okay, so 11 years later.
Yeah, so we're going to take a critical look at what's in the essay right now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pick it to shreds because I think this is a big farce, and I think that the people who so-called found this essay from the future actually wrote it themselves and wanted to go viral.
Dipped it in coffee, made it look old.
Yeah, exactly that. Did a few red pen marks as if they were a teacher.
With your dad's lighter.
Yeah.
Just ripped a corner off that.
Exactly. I'm not buying it. But I'll go first with some of the predictions that this so-called child made back in 1969 for the future. Okay, she says.
So-called child.
She says, "Here I am, 21 years of age, and I'm sitting on a cushion of air." Sure, that's a load of shite, isn't it?
What?
As if
that's a prediction.
Yeah.
She's not. I thought she was
right. And I actually think when kids put pen to paper on things that are happening in the future, they're a bit more imaginative than that.
Yeah, maybe flying cars.
Maybe they're talking about like a whoopee cushion.
Ah, oh, it's laziness. That's written by an adult. The next thing that she says is, "Here's my husband now. Press the button, dear." What he means is, "I press the button for the door to open. You see, our doors are electric." All right, that's one of the predictions.
Okay, fair.
Fine, whatever.
Our doors are electric in the building.
In some doors are electric. So that one kind of came true if this really was a child. This so-called child says about the television. "In 1969, the television was a square box with knobs on the front of it. Now it's a big screen with knobs on your chair arm to switch it on and off."
Okay, right. No, see, this is why I think it is real, because that's stupid.
Yeah, but I feel like the adult who wrote this went, well, we can't say remote control because that would be too
obvious.
Obvious. So we'll say little knobs on the chair.
Yeah, because a child wouldn't understand that, like, you can't buy your sofa just to match your device. Like,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
What's the win for these people if they're making it up?
I'll tell you now, because they're going viral on all the big tabloids,
oh,
Dave.
Right,
all the red tops are talking about it. Another part of the prediction was, this person says, the kid says, I have no tea to prepare. All I have is a piece of chewing gum to eat. The chewing gum is food. You chew the gum and you can feel the food going down and you can taste it. Now, that's a straight rob from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. I've looked up Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The book was written in 1964.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't believe it was big enough by 1969 to have made it into this child's essay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The film wasn't out.
It's also Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, I think, isn't it? That's the one with Gene Wilder, the movie.
Yeah, but the book was Charlie in the Chocolate
Factory. Is that
Factory,
the one where she says, like, she can feel like a full-on gravy going
down. She, when she's chewing the chewing gum. Yeah. I don't know, I'm not buying it. The thing that all the tabloids are jumping on that she predicted Zoom is that she says, in 1969, the telephone was a square box thing with a receiver on top of it. Now it is still a receiver, but you can see the people you are talking to for there is a screen where you can see the people. Now, what child is speaking about receivers?
I also don't. This is my thought frame. Would you have said the word screen so much in 1969?
I don't know.
Do you know
Did
what I
they
mean?
Even have screens?
Yeah, because screen, like, is such a kind of a thing now, like screen time.
Yeah, screen time.
It's a flat screen.
I don't think we would have used the word screen
so much.
It's a touch
screen, whereas screen wasn't maybe as much of a word, was it? Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not buying it. A few more things to convince you that this was written by adults is the manner in which it was found. So this so-called essay from 1969 was found down the side of a couch by a couch upholsterer who was refurbishing an old couch for a client.
BS. Yeah.
BS. That's like that type.
You've gone full on at Aisling's side.
Yeah, Emma's on my side.
No, I am.
Cynics unite.
No, but also just even upholstery as a thing is such an in thing now. Also, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And, and really, who's upholstering a couch from 1969?
No, that'd be gross. Mm.
Come on.
Yeah.
And the last reason that I think this was written by adults is a really flawed line in the essay. And it says this: I am married and work in a bank dealing with money. I have always wanted to be a bank assistant. Now, there is nothing wrong with being a bank assistant, but what child dreams of being a bank assistant? This was written by an adult. And I rest my case.
Hear, hear.
I think that's fair. When I was a child, I was like, I want to be an astronaut on weekends, and then Monday to Friday, I want to be a doctor, and I want to work. I want to be a bin woman.
Exactly.
And I want to be a post woman.
There's no mention of flying cars. Every child predicts flying cars.
Things will be living in space or underwater.
Yeah,
or
unicorns, main form of transport.
At the same time, though, lads, it's too, like, no offense, it's a great story now, but it's boring. It's not. Why would an adult make this up? They wouldn't know what's going to go
viral. Because they're couch upholsters. They're boring as well. No offense, for your couch upholsterer.
So, is your theory that there's a gang of couch upholsterers who came up with a story to make couch upholstery be talked about in radio stations?
Trying to go viral,
right?
And they've succeeded.
And they've, you're talking about it.
Yeah. Sorry to this man. You're a liar.
Recharged.
I want to talk about my favourite social media platform, which is Be Real.
Oh, boring.
It's not
left
boring.
On that 10.
No, I'm still on it.
Aisling is still on it. I react to Aisling's Be Reals every now and again, and she reacts to mine. And it's great fun. We have a great fun. But when
is
we
that
started
the only
this show,
interaction on Be Real now?
No.
It has died a death, but there's still a few kind of diehards.
They're
on.
Also trying to start kind of bringing it back, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But when we first started this show, we were all on Be Real, and every time it went off, it was like, oh, Be Real time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still love that feeling of, oh crap, Be Real, lads, Be Real time. You know,
yeah,
I love
Dave,
that. I love
you
that.
You hate me saying that, but that is very millennial of you, I think.
Yeah, probably. If you don't know what Be Real is basically it sends you a notification once a day, and everyone gets the notification at the exact same time. You take a picture of what you're doing, and it also takes a picture of your face, and everyone gets it. It's about being real in the moment. Now, before I tell you what I want to tell you, I need to ask a question, because this was a topic of conversation in my house last night. Be Real brought in this feature a couple of weeks ago called BTS, right? And it's basically stands for behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it almost takes a little video of you while you're about to take your Be Real. But you can turn it off if you want. However, Aisling Bonner, are you aware that your BTS is on?
Are you joking?
For the last, I want to say about a month, I can see the build-up of you about to take your Be
Real. No, you're joking me.
And my housemate Ben turned to me and said, do you think Aisling knows that her BTS is on?
Oh, God.
And I said, I know Aisling hasn't a clue because she's terrible with technology. So, Aisling, I want you to go to your Be Real right now.
Oh, my God, I'm absolutely sweating.
And just in it, you can see Aisling making a funny face.
What the hell?
Hold it down.
Hold it down.
Can I see? Show me.
Oh my God! We will screen record this and put it on the Spin Instagram.
This is such an invasion of privacy.
This is Aisling's. This is Aisling's Be Real, right? Yeah. And you can see her. She's concentrating, about to take it, and then she does a little face.
I'm trying to decide what funny face to do. Yeah, I'm cracking my lips.
Oh, so for a month, I have been looking at Aisling do these behind-the-scenes Be Real. I was like, when can I bring this up on the show?
I feel so violent.
I have seen multiple things, and it has been very, very
what
funny.
What kind of things?
Oh, my God.
Aisling does these kind of like weird funny faces sometimes.
Okay.
Or she's,
how long is the video, guys?
It's about 3 seconds, right. Just a little quick snippet.
You're but
sometimes,
the
sometimes she's eating something.
Oh, my God, I could be doing anything.
Sometimes she's eating something, and she'll like swallow really, really quickly, so she can take her Be Real.
Oh,
so
she,
in the Be Real, Aisling's there
like half choking on her food,
yeah,
because
and
she doesn't want to miss the notification,
it is
right?
So sometimes she'll fix her jacket.
Oh, no.
Sometimes she'll do her hair.
This is crazy. I did not know this was on.
Oh, you poor thing. That's actually awful.
And I knew so she wouldn't know it was on because I was like, Aisling's not the best with technology. That's the only thing.
That's amazing.
And so me and Ben were looking at her going, should we tell her?
Can we make a little pact together as three mates now? We see each other every day.
Can we have each other's back more, please?
If there's ever something like that, can we please tell each other from the moment it goes wrong?
You two feckers. I mean, David is housemate.
Lads,
oh, it's wonderful.
It's a good thing most people aren't on Be Real anymore.
It is.
Oh my God,
very
that
true.
Is so funny. I'm going to entertain myself now going back and looking at that. I might make a little compilation video.
Do a big long screen recording
please
video.
Have a look at all of your archive things over the last month.
Oh, dear.
Poor Aisling. That is when sometimes you're like, feck you, technology. Like, that, you should have known that was happening.
Oh my God, if you're still on Be Real, go and check your settings, dear God.
Yeah, you want to turn that off.
Here's Nathan Dawes.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, it's just gone 9:30. We're playing One Foot in a Rave, the genuine game for once. Not One Flute in the Rave or One Foot in the Dave.
Not a weird spin-off.
No. This is a legit game of One Foot in the Rave. And this morning, your chance to win 8 IMC Cinema Pass.
Yeah, we kicked this off yesterday by playing you 0.2 of a very, very popular dance tune. And you had to guess what that tune was within 0.2 seconds that we were going to play it. However, it did not go, unfortunately.
It didn't, no, sadly. It was quite hard yesterday.
It was. Like, the 0.2 clip was insane.
Yeah. Insanely short.
It was tiny. That was it.
That was it, like.
Yeah, blink and you miss it.
Yeah. So we decided, well, we have to keep going. We have to give away 8 IMC Cinema Passes today. But good news, even though the Cinema Passes depletes, the time on the song will
increase.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is today's clip. It's 0.4 seconds. If you think you know the dance song, get in touch with the word rave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. It sounds like this. Significantly longer, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely something in there. And do you know what? I guessed twice yesterday and got it wrong both times.
I was sure. And I don't think I've ever gotten One Foot in the Rave on day two. And I was so confident that I had it yesterday. All wrong.
There are music maestros listening. There's a song that might be coming to you. I'm still convinced of one particular song that you've told me is wrong. I'm not going to say it to throw anybody. But have a listen again.
It's that little... The way it's coming at the end. It's a bit like a horn.
I'd call it a bit of a grower at the end.
Yeah, something's about to build.
Yeah.
What is that?
I think someone's going to get it today.
Just the word rave in a WhatsApp will do to 087-711-1038. Let us know what you think that is, or just the word rave will do.
We'll do the rest of the work for you.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Leanne's up first. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you a bit of a raver, Leanne?
You could say that.
Yeah, good. I'd like to hear it, Leanne.
Oh, it's good. It's coming into the best time of year for it, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
Okay, here's the clip, Leanne. Any ideas on what that dance song is?
I'm a bit thrown between two. Is it Infinity?
Give us the two.
Infinity.
Guru Josh Project Infinity, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and the other one?
The other one I can't think of the name of, and that's what's throwing me.
Okay. We will accept Guru Josh Project
and Infinity.
Infinity.
Dave.
And we can tell you that you're wrong, Leanne. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
But, Leanne, thank you for telling me what my one more tune should be on Friday.
There you go.
Excellent suggestion.
No problem.
Cheers, hon. Bye-bye.
See you, Leanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
I'm beginning to think there's a conspiracy at play here where we only play this game so Emma can come up with her one more tune for
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, very true.
The amount of songs you've gotten from people suggesting them on this game.
It's great.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
See, I know what the song is because obviously I chose the song. But, so because I know the song, I'm like, it's so obvious. It's like when you find Wally in the book.
Yeah.
And you're like,
he's right there.
And then when you close the book, you can find him straight away.
Yeah.
And you open it back up.
Roisin standing by. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good. What's going on with you, Roisin?
I'm just getting ready to go into work.
Very good.
Nice late start for you.
What time do you finish, though? Is it a 7 o'clock or kind of a thing?
I finish at 5.
Not too very bad. Better again. All right, Roisin, here is the clip of that song. Any ideas on what that song is?
Is it Prada by Castle and Ray?
Prada.
Ooh, you know what? Em and I don't know the song, but we know it's not Prada because somebody guessed it yesterday.
So annoying.
Sorry, Roisin.
A good guess, though. It does sound very like
yeah,
Prada.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Good guess, Roisin. See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. It must be said. Good pick, Dave, because it's not like
Thank God, a lot
of stuff coming to mind.
I was owed one because every time I've ever picked a song in this bloody game, it goes on the first day.
Lauren, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, love. Any crack this morning? What are you doing?
I'm working from home.
Oh, very, very good. What do you do, Lauren?
I work in tech, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Best way to describe it. Very
women in STEM.
Women in STEM. We stand women in STEM. All right, Lauren, this is the clip. What is that song?
Is it Bruno Mars, Finesse?
Oh, what a
story. What an absolute banger. God.
Get it on.
That's what I love about this game.
Yeah,
it just reminded me of really great songs.
Finesse. Let's have a listen again.
It's not, Lauren. I'm so sorry. I wish it was. But I really do.
Thank you, because I would be listening to that all day.
Yes. Yeah,
very true.
Cheers, on.
See you, Lauren.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, we roll on till tomorrow. The clip has gotten longer. 6 IMC Cinema passes for the taking tomorrow. Still quite generous. Will it come to us this time, Ash?
Woo-hoo.
Here you go. And he's ready.
Buckle up, everybody.
And you listening. Okay, here we go.
Oh come on.
Give us it again there. There's something big happening there.
You don't know that.
No, Sherlock.
No, guys, no, trust me. Something big's happening there.
One more time. I still don't know, to be honest.
Oh, come on.
It still sounds like...
such an unrecognisable... Or such a recognisable beat.
It sounds like 90s trance. Which I know it's not.
No. It's 2000s.
We play again tomorrow, One Foot in the Rave, after 9.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.